We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is WWJ All Local.
Some Detroit Pistons players and coach Dwayne Casey. They're on hand in Detroit tonight for day number 7 of Black Lives Matter rallies and marches in downtown Detroit. That's where we go live and local to WWJ's City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas, joining us live from the scene. Vicki.
And hello there, Jason. Tristan Taylor, the organizer of the protest, is speaking to those who gathered here day 7 at Public Safety Headquarters in downtown Detroit for a rally just ahead of their march. And some Detroit Pistons players are on hand, as well as Coach Dwayne Casey with his family. The players, I'm told, don't want to talk because they don't want this really to be about them, that they just want to take part in the march here today. Again, it's day 7, and Tristan Taylor just told the crowd that he doesn't have to worry about that felony charge that he was facing, and we actually mentioned that yesterday, that charge has been reduced to a misdemeanor. As you know, he was one of 127 protesters arrested the other night. Last night, everything was peaceful. As you know, the chief decided not to enforce the curfew, and so they did their march around downtown Detroit into the east side, near east side neighborhood, and back into downtown Detroit, and dispersed probably around 11 o'clock last night. So again, the chief does have the discretion to enforce or not enforce the curfew, and basically he said it was a peaceful protest last night, so he decided not to enforce it, and we'll see what happens here tonight. And in terms of the Pistons players that are here, Brandon Knight, Luke Kennard, and Sri Mihalik are the three players that I've seen so far. And we will stand by and see if any of them talk. I'm told, though, that they will not be addressing the crowd. They just want to take part in the march.
Our Vicki Thomas on scene this evening for us. Vicki, thank you again for the live reporting from downtown Detroit. About 2,000 people in a unity march down Woodward Avenue in Highland Park and into the city, at one point stretching over 3 city blocks. Jennifer Lewis of Ann Arbor and her family among them.
I thought in the beginning, because there was such a large crowd, I couldn't see the governor, so I didn't even think she was there. I thought she was being patched in over, you know, somebody's phone.
Yeah, the governor was there. Also, the lieutenant governor and Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan taking part in that march earlier today. The police chief of Shelby Township now placed on paid administrative leave after allegedly making social media posts critical of recent Black Lives Matter protesters. WWJ's John Hewitt is joining us live and local with more on this one, John.
Jason, the posts on a now-deleted Twitter account purportedly at the hands of Shelby Township Police Chief Robert Shalide included a call to, quote, unleash real cops and let them take care of these barbarians, unquote, in a reference to protesters. Another post said, quote, body bags for these vicious subhumans, unquote. After news of the postings broke, the Shelby Township Board of Trustees placed Chief Shalide on paid administrative leave as they investigate. The motion formally made by Township Attorney Robert Huth.
I will say that it's not a recommendation that I come to easy. The department has been run in an A-plus matters with Chief Shalide. We have good reports from third parties, from residents, and from those that work with him. But while this process is being looked at and investigated, I think it's necessary to take this step to put the chief on paid administrative leave and ask the board to so concur.
They did, by a 7-0 unanimous vote, passing the resolution placing Chief Shalhoub on paid leave, effective immediately. Reporting live, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.